Andy, you know what day this is?
Certainly, Amos. It's Tuesday.
That's right, and Tuesday means we gotta go to work for Rinso.
Yes, sir, Rinso, the soap that gets clothes Rinso white and Rinso bright, brings you the Amos and Andy Show with...
I'm Gabby Gibson. Yes, I'm Gabby Gibson.
This is Shorty the Barber.
Hattie McDaniel as Sandy Simpson.
Lud Gluskin and his orchestra. And those famous...
Delta Rhythm Boys.
Now the makers of Rinso invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of Amos and Andy. It's a well-known fact that husbands take their wives for granted and are accustomed to seeing them in a daily routine of housework. Tonight, however, the kingfish came home and found no wife, no supper. He's been pacing the floor, imagining everything, and his thoughts have now turned from anger to suspicion.
7 o'clock at night. She ain't never been out this late. I wonder if she's getting tired of me and could be out with another... Uh-oh, there she come. I'll give her the third degree.
Oh, hello, George. Guess I'm a little bit late.
Yes, I would say so. It's 7 o'clock. Playgirl. You ain't never been out that late since we've been married.
I've been shopping.
Shopping, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I notice your lip rouge is a little faint tonight. Kind of smeared up there.
Why, George, what you mean?
Is you been close to another man... come here a minute. Let me smell some. Sweet.
Oh, you smell my perfume.
Smells like shaving lotion to me.
Now, George, just because I wasn't home one night in the kitchen cooking when you come home, you get suspicious.
Me suspicious? Ha, ha, ha. What's his name?
George, darling, you know...
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me tell you something. I'll find out who rubbed that shaving lotion on you if I got to go around and smell every man in town.
George, it's just a new perfume I got. Now listen, darling, remember our agreement. We must always trust each other, no matter what happens. Remember, marriage is built on faith and trust. I give you my word of honor, I was out shopping at a secondhand clothing store.
Well, I don't see why you had to go there. You got enough secondhand clothes.
George, you got to buy me some clothes like other husbands do.
Like who, for instance?
Well, look at Miss Van Poulter. She's got a genuine fox fur.
Genuine fur. I throw shoes at better fur than that on the back fence. She ain't got nothing.
Other men's wives ain't got to beg like I do. They got charge accounts.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when Miss Van Poulter wants to buy something, she just goes in a store and says, charge it to Miss Van Poulter. I'd like to do the same thing.
Well, it's all right with me if it's all right with Miss Van Poulter.
George, you simply got to get me some clothes.
See what is at the door there, will you?
Hello, Sapphire.
Hello, Sadie. Come on in. Now, look, George, I want what I deserve.
Well, you ain't gonna get it.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you ain't.
Huh. You two sound like Burns and Molotov.
We're having another argument, all right enough.
And, Sadie, you stay out of this. We don't need no help.
All I'm gonna do is to listen to both sides and see which one is right, and then pitch in and help Sapphire.
It's the same old thing, Sadie. I want to get a little more out of life than I'm getting. Some clothes, shoes, a new hat. Some of the little things that makes life worthwhile.
Now you're getting smart, Sapphire. You know, life is just like the tunnel of love. While you're going through, you gotta grab what you can get.
Well, you just let me and Sapphire fight our own fights. We enjoy it that way.
You listen to me, George Stevens. If you don't give me some money, I'm going to do something that'll make you sorry.
Well, go ahead and do it.
All right, I will do it. I'll do it tonight, and you'll be sorry.
Well, see if I'm sorry. I is leaving. Goodbye.
What you going to do, Sapphire?
I'm going to get a job and go to work.
I don't blame you. Serve him right.
By the way, did you get the money from the charity bazaar at the meeting this afternoon?
Got it right here in my pocketbook. $300. You is the treasurer, so here's the $300.
Well, I'll put it in the bank tomorrow afternoon. In the meantime, I'll hide it somewhere around here.
Where are you going to put it?
Well, let me see. I'll put it between the sheets in the linen closet.
You said something about getting a job. Where are you going to get a job tonight?
Oh, over at the newspaper office. See, I know one of the editors over there, and he works at night. I'm going over and see him right now.
I don't blame you. Say, what started all this trouble anyway, Sapphire?
Oh, he practically said that some man smeared off my lip rouge.
I didn't know of a nicer way of getting it off.
You is really down in the dumps this morning, ain't you, Kingfish?
Oh, it's my wife again. She got some silly notion in her head about wanting the necessities of life. She's talking about shoes and stockings and handkerchiefs and all that stuff.
Yeah, wants to show off, huh?
Yeah. I wish I could invent some way to make some quick money, you know that?
Yeah, or invent something that would pay off.
Yeah, that inventing is a good game, all right. There's an old saying in the invention line, you invent something worthwhile and the mice will beat a better path to your door.
Yeah, well, what could we invent?
Well, what is the shortage of the need? Houses. Now, there's one. Well, now, wait a minute. There's the prefabricated houses. Them is the ones that you buy, you know, and put together.
Oh, no, no. A friend of mine bought one of them. Didn't work out.
What happened?
Well, he ordered a prefabricated house. They drove up and dumped 6 loads of brick on his lot and say, there it is, put it together.
Well, inventions pay you money, though. Look at that man that invented the fountain pen that the deep-sea divers use, you know.
Yeah, say, you know, that pen advertisement give me an idea, and I done been toying with a fountain pen that's got enough ink in it to write for 10 years without refilling.
Say, that don't sound bad, 10 years.
Yeah, I even made a drawing of the thing. According to my figuring, the pen would stand about 4 feet high. I'd have to write with both hands.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Ann. I don't like to say no right off the bat, but the thing don't seem too handy. Uh-huh. How can a man carry a pen that's 4 feet long?
In a golf bag.
I never thought of that, yeah. Wait a minute, though. Think of something else. Come in, Amos.
Yeah, how is you, Amos?
Well, hiya, fellas. Well, we had a little excitement around our way last night.
What's that?
Well, when I was going home around 9 o'clock, I see some police up the street in front of a new store that just opened, a woman's dress shop.
Yeah, they ought to close them things down.
No, there was a robbery there. Some woman went in the cash register and took around $300 and beat it.
And they didn't get her, huh?
No, they didn't. I wonder why a woman do a thing like that.
Well, women needs money to buy clothes with, I guess. They all want clothes. $300, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Well, boys, I gotta go. I got a call with the cab, so I... Yeah.
Well, drop me and Ann off at my house, will you, Amos? We'll look in the icebox then and get a bite of lunch.
Well, ain't nothing in the Kingfish in the icebox there, Kingfish.
No, unless you want to try a little mustard on one of them ice cubes.
Now, look here. Even that light don't work when you open the door. And on top of that, there ain't even no ice cubes in there. Your wife done defrosted this icebox.
Well, that was done from the main office of the utility company on the 10th of the month.
Well, that is the longest defrost in history.
Hey, wait a minute. I tell you what, I look in the linen closet. My wife usually keeps some change in there between the sheets. I get a little change, and we go out and get a hamburger.
Yeah, yeah. Look between them sheets.
Yeah. She usually keep it right about, uh-oh. If this ain't Confederate money, we done struck oil.
Yeah? Well, bring it out here in the light. Let me see it.
Hey, wait a minute, Andy. Is we in my house?
Holy mackerel, how much?
Look at here, $100. There's $200. $300.
Yeah, where'd that money come from, Kingfish?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute.
What's your eyes popping out about?
And my wife.
What?
She's done it. She told me last night that she was going to do something that I'd be sorry for. She left the house around 7:30 and she didn't get back till 10.
Well, what about it?
That store was robbed at 9 o'clock. And Amos said it was robbed of around $300.
Oh, yeah. Kingfish, what are you going to do?
Oh, me, what'll I do? I'm going to take this money so she can't spend it. Anna, do you realize what this means?
What?
Sapphire, my own wife, is guilty of petty lottery.
Oh, yeah, Kingfish, your wife has got you in trouble.
Why did I ever marry that woman? I ought to took the advice of my folks to give me years ago. You know, Andy...
My mama done told me When I was in knee pants, my mama done told me,
said she, son,
a woman will sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done,
a woman's a two-faced.
You're so right.
A worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues.
The blues in the night.
Right.
Now the rains are falling here. The train are calling ooh-wee.
My mama done told me.
Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle ooh-wee.
Yep, my mama done told me.
Ahooey da hooey. Oh, clickety clacker, echoing back the blues.
The blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong and he's right. You know he's always right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know.
A woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues.
The blues
in the night.
Got the blues on my left, the blues on my right, the blues in the day, my mama was right. I've got those blues in the night.
Ladies, if hard water is your wash day problem, listen to this.
The water's hard as a rock in our town, but all the same, Rinso gives me heaps of hard-working suds. I've told nearly every woman in town about Rinso.
Yes, Rinso is especially good news in hard water communities, because Rinso's triple-action formula includes a special suds booster that makes mountains of sturdy suds even in hard water. And Rinso's soapy-rich base makes suds that drive deep, get out stubborn dirt without hard rubbing or scrubbing. Even extra soiled work clothes are no trick with Rinso, because Rinso's grease chaser goes after grease and grime. So remember, Rinso's triple action suds for a wash that's...
Rinso white, Rinso bright.
For a wash that's dazzling as it can be, give it the Rinso 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
I tell you, boys, I don't know what to do. My own wife, a common criminal, stealing $300.
Yes, Kingfish, it's not only a deplorable situation, but also quite a haul.
Yeah, certainly was a surprise to the Kingfish.
But when you phoned me and told me, I just couldn't believe it. Sapphire was at the house for supper just two nights ago.
I know she was. You know nobody would believe it.
Why, when I told my wife the news, she took a quick glance at our silverware. Kingfish, has you noticed a strange pickle fork around your house?
Henry, my wife wouldn't stoop to that.
No, she wants cash.
By the way, Henry, I don't want this to get out nowhere, so tell your wife not to breathe it to a soul.
All right, I'll phone her and tell her. She's only been over at the beauty shop for 2 or 3 minutes.
Too late now, yeah. I can't believe Sapphire doing a thing like this.
You know, this whole thing is going to finish her as far as her friends go.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure that we would all still like to have her at our get-togethers. However, I think the social set will insist on frisking her on her way out.
Well, I don't know what to do. I got the $300 that you took. I took it out from between the sheets in the linen closet, but it looked like to me it's my duty as a citizen to turn her over to the police. But she's my wife.
You know, she could get 2 years in Sing Sing for this.
Yeah.
I would talk to a lawyer and get the legalized fix of this case.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Come on, Anna, let's go over to see Gabby Gibson.
Gabby!
Weber's office.
Yeah, look at that sign he got on the door. By appointment only.
Well, let's take a chance.
Hello there, Gabby.
I look here, boy. Can you see the sign on the door? I was jammed up. I'm really jammed up. You got to make an appointment. You got to wait your turn. Yes, indeed. You got to wait your turn.
Well, when can I get your first opening that you ain't busy?
You got it. Sit down.
Gabby, I want you to help me. I got a big problem.
Any problem you got is right in my line. Right up my line.
It revolves a sum of $300.
Definitely in my line. Definitely in my line.
But I can't pay you no fee.
That's the end of the line.
Yeah.
Tell him, Kingfish, tell him.
Well, tell me this, Gabby. If you done had any experience with women criminals?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes, indeed. And I discovered when a woman turns criminal, she's got much more consideration than a man, much more consideration.
What do you mean, consideration?
Well, I once handled a case for a woman that killed her husband by stabbing him with a hatpin. Stabbing with a hatpin.
A hatpin? Why didn't she use a gun?
That was a consideration. She didn't want to wake up the children.
Now, listen here, Gabby. My wife has done stole $300.
You got a nice combination there. You is light-headed and your wife is light-fingered.
Yeah. Oh, this is serious, Gabby. How would you like it if you was married to a woman like Sapphire all your life and then she had to be sent away for 2 years?
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, but listen, Gabby, what is the Kingfish going
to
do?
Well, somebody's got to pay for that crime. I got an idea. If you don't want her to go to Japan, why don't you take the rap or get somebody else to take it for her?
That's somebody else's idea. Don't sound bad. Yeah.
Just get somebody else to confess the crime. I don't think you'll have no trouble finding somebody. A lot of people are looking for a one-room apartment.
Well, listen, Kingfish, you know something? I think Shorty the Barber's our man. He done been evicted out of his room, and he ain't got no place to stay.
Well, that's that. Now, come on, get out of here, boys. Get out of here. I'm a busy man. Really up to my neck. Let me check my calendar here and see when my next appointment is. Oh, yeah.
When is it, Gabby?
November 16th. I got to go to the dentist.
Listen, Andy, you got to sell Shorty on the idea of taking the rap and going up for 2 years.
Yeah, I know it. Well, let's get on in the barbershop here and do it. Right. Hello, Shorty.
Well, if it ain't King, Andy, I'm glad you... What's good? Hiya, fella.
Yeah. Shorty, old pal, I understand that you can't find a place to live.
No, it's terrible going from one place to another. I can't get no rest. Last night, the only place I could find to sleep was in one of them Harlem all-night burlesque shows.
You mean where they got them dancing girls?
Yeah. I didn't close my eyes until 6 o'clock this morning.
Shorty, we are going to do something for you that'll make you happy. We're going to arrange for something that we know you need.
Mm.
Something that will make your life sweet and pleasant for you again.
Oh, Kingfish. That's the sweetest thing I hear since Truman's speech last night.
You know something? Mr. Truman sure made millions of horses happy.
Yeah. Shorty, how would you like to live in a big place where you ain't got to pay no rent and you get all your food for nothing?
Oh, man, that sounds wonderful, Kingfish. I'd like to live in a place like that for the rest of my life.
Well, I might arrange for it for 2 years. Well, yeah.
But where's the place? Where is it?
Oh, it's a beautiful spot, Shorty, overlooking the Hudson.
Mm.
Yeah, sort of a stone house, big, plenty of police protection.
Yeah, 24-hour service.
Yeah.
Well, what's the name of the place? What's the name?
Well, the name Oh, yeah, I think they sometimes call it Felony Acres, yeah.
Yeah, or Larceny Manor.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. That's what I'm looking for. Wait a minute, boys. This sounds like a penitentiary.
Oh, what's wrong in living there? I could get you a nice congealed roommate.
No, nothing's doing that. That's final.
Well, Andy, I guess the deal is off. I know how Sapphire would treat me if things was reversed. She just told me that marriage is built on faith and trust. And I'm going to take the rap for her. And I'm going to say that I done it myself.
Mm. Oh, Kingfish, you mean you're going to the penitentiary for your wife?
Right.
You know something? You was a man among men. Yes, sir. You was living up to the marriage vows. You was what I call a first-class chump.
So white, rinse so bright,
for a wash that's dazzling as it can be, Give it the Rinso, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
It's a fact. Rinso gets out stubborn dirt, 1, 2, 3. For Rinso has a triple action formula. Yes, Rinso gives you all three. One, Rinso's soapy-rich base makes suds that drive deep down, gets out stubborn dirt without hard rubbing or scrubbing. Two, Rinso's suds booster means even in hard water, you get heaps of hard-working suds, and fast. Three, Rinso's grease chaser goes after grease and grime, but it's easy on hands, helps prevent yellowing of clothes, too. So if you want to wash that's the envy of the neighborhood, just remember...
Rinso what?
Well, boys, going to the police station and give myself up.
Well, try to stop worrying, Kingfish, and sort of put this thing out of your mind.
I can't do it, Henry. This never would have happened if Sapphire hadn't stole that money.
Yeah, you're right. If she needed money, why didn't she just give a bad check like most people do?
Well, I'll try to take it. This is life, I guess.
Well, don't make it worse than it is, Kingfish. It ain't life. It's only 2 years.
Yeah, but I ain't a young man no more, Henry. I don't know if I can do 2 years.
Well, do as much of it as you can.
You know, I once read a book about prisons, Kingfish. It's called 20,000 Years in Sing Sing.
That's some rap, all right, 20,000 years.
Yeah, a rap like that might break a man's spirit.
Yeah, staying away for 2 years is a long time. Just think, I won't be out till 1948.
Well, if you put your name on the waiting list now, you'll be just in time to get a 1946 automobile.
Well, boys, I'll be a lonely old man up there.
Well, we'll try to find out when we can see you there, and we'll meet you in the visiting room and bring you something to eat.
You better make it a hunk of mush, because you're going to have to push it through that screen.
Well, this is a sad trip, boys. Don't forget to write to me now.
Yes, drop us a line and let us know your permanent number, Kingfish.
Yeah, try to get a number with 7 minutes, too. They is lucky.
Yeah, well, Andy, come on, go down with me to the police chief while I confess the crime for my wife. I know you'd do the same for me.
Yeah, I'll go down with you, Kingfish.
And, Henry, I'll say goodbye to you now. Goodbye, Henry, and there's one little favor that I want to ask you.
What is it, Kingfish, my pal?
While I was going away, try to forget what Sapphire's done. Forget that side of her. And promise me that you'll invite her over to your house once in a while.
Why, certainly, Kingfish. We still have the highest regard for Sapphire, and we've never questioned her integrity. But when she does come over, ask her to bring back that pickle fork.
Which one of you two men want to see me?
Mr. Chief, I is the one.
Yes, sir. I ain't no accessory to the crime or nothing.
Get to the facts.
Yes, sir. I just want to ask you one thing, Mr. Chief. Do you get any time off if you would turn state's evidence against somebody that's very close to you, say, like myself?
I don't get what you're talking about.
He wants to be his own stool pigeon.
Well, come on, let's get going. What's on your mind?
Well, I know that this is going to mean the penitentiary for me. I want to confess. I believe I'll come back some other time.
Wait a minute there. You might as well come clean right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kingfish.
Mr. Chief, I got a record as clean as a pin. I ain't never done nothing wrong that I've ever been caught at in my life.
Well, what have you done?
Well, the other night, Your Honor, I dressed up like a woman and I went into the Thompson dress shop. And when they wasn't looking, I grabbed $300 out the cash register and I run out the place.
So you're the one that robbed the Thompson dress shop, huh?
Yeah.
Now, listen, you. I don't know what you're up to, but you're in for a little surprise. Here, take the $300. We've already caught the crook. Now, get out of here.
Caught the crook? Yeah, you done caught my sapphire?
Well, I don't know. But if your sapphire's a big, ugly, stupid woman about 6'2" tall, that's who we've caught.
Well, that ain't Sapphire. She ain't but 5'1". I know that.
Oh, Kingfish, that is good news.
Oh, come on, Andy. Let me go home to my wife. So, here's your $300, Sapphire. I thought you stole it, and I was just trying to protect you.
George, I've been looking high and low for that money that belonged to the woman's auxiliary. How could you think I stole it? How could you think such a thing of the one you is married to?
Well, honey, I just...
Listen, darling. Remember our agreement. We must always trust each other, no matter what happens. Remember, marriage is built on faith and trust.
Honey, I knew I was wrong to ever think such a thing about the one I was married to.
There ain't no excuse for it, George. How can married people ever think that the other one would commit such a terrible crime as robbery?
Well, I'll get the door, honey.
George Stevens?
Yes, officer.
Come along with me. Your wife reported you for stealing $300 from her.
Ladies, seems to me, if I was you, what I'd want from a wash day soap would be action.
Yeah. The more action the soap has, the less action you gotta have. Now, Rinso's got 'em. Triple action, such.
So, let Rinso do it, eh, boys? Well, ladies, why not let Rinso save you work next wash day? Rinso's triple action formula is especially devised to get out stubborn dirt fast, to save you hard scrubbing. And yet Rinso's so safe, it keeps washable colors tops in brightness. Rinso Bright gets white things tops in whiteness. Rinso White. And it's simple as 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Ask for Rinso.
Good night, folks.
See you next Tuesday.
Be sure to be with us next Tuesday evening at this same time when the makers of Rinso will again present the Amos and Andy Show. This is Carlton Cadell saying good night to all of you from all of us. Ladies, without the waste kitchen fats you've been saving, the soap shortage would be worse. So please go on saving every drop of waste kitchen fat possible. Then, rush it to your meat dealer. He'll pay you cash. And remember, more fat means more soap.
I never guessed why Mary didn't want to see me more often until I overheard that whisper.
You know, B.O.
The way to make sure that people won't whisper about you is to take a daily Life Boy bath. Yes, the way to get all-over protection and lasting protection is to take a bath with Life Boy. Life Boy is the only soap especially made to stop B.O. If you don't bathe with Life Boy, people may whisper,
B.O.
Get Life Boy today.
The Amos and Andy Show is broadcast to our servicemen all over the world. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.